Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970.
Yeah.
503-733-2970. That was a great look. 503-733-2970. Let me read some of these emails here. We'll go to Tim Riley at the City Desk. Jen Lane is here. Talk about. She's got a bunch of stuff coming up tonight. We'll talk about that. Rick. Oh, this is sad. Here's a sad bit of news.
Oh.
Rick, I thought this information might be of interest to the public. Roy Keller, the man who started the first topless club in the Northwest, which, of course, is Mary's, died Sunday, July 9th. Well, he was 90, though. So there you go. That's a full life. Full life ran a strip club. What more could you ask for? He had owned Mary's Club since 1954, converted it in the 60s to a topless... This is so great. To a topless go-go burlesque club. Tim Riley, let's welcome him now just not at the City Desk, but just in his newsman capacity. Tim, what is it, first of all, what is the distinction between a strip club, a burlesque club, and a go-go club? Do you know?
I believe a burlesque club is not as revealing as a strip
Is it a burlesque club.
Club
where they just go down, where they wear skimpy clothing, but there is no nudity of any kind?
They show you their lingerie, for the most part.
They show you their ankles. And then a go-go club... These all seem like vague and sort of unofficial distinctions.
I would think a go-go club would include, like, Nancy Sinatra boots and...
Women in cages and so forth. Yeah. Don't they have women in cages, you know, dancing? Not in cages, that's in Scorpion's videos. You know where they're, like, women in boxes dangling off the... Am I making that up? You know where you walk in and there's, like, a woman in a cage swinging from the ceiling?
In a cat suit?
In a cat suit, yes. Alright, anyway... it has been a family-run business ever since. That's true. When we went to Mary's, God, that's been a long time ago. 2 years now? 3 years? And it was like the granddaughter or the niece or something? He's been called a pioneer of Portland's adult industry. He will be greatly missed. His funeral, this is Roy Keller, the man who founded Mary's. His funeral is July 14th, 2006, at the New Hope Community Church in Clackamas. There you go. This is from Virginia. He's granddaughter. So there you go. They treated us very well. That's a great place. All right, there you go. So he'll be missed. Well, you know, that's a legacy to leave, though. Rick, sorry, but your pop culture trivia is too easy. Your pop culture trivia came on, and I must say I was very disappointed. The questions were too easy. Now, those were questions not from the actual show, all of them, but they were like sort of weeding out questions. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are questions
that
they...
Yeah, like 10 of them were from the actual show.
And the rest were used to screen people. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing about that World Series of Pop Culture. We're going to be talking to a guy, probably not today, but like I think maybe tomorrow we're going to be talking to a guy who's part of Team PDX 503, which is currently in the lead on the World Series of Pop Culture. This guy, Will. I think we're going to be talking to him. But here's the thing is, to get on that show, they actually gave you a pop culture IQ test. So you basically had to pass a test to get on the show. To be honest, you were like Johnny Knoxville in the movie Ringer.
Oh. You're just like that.
I'm exactly like Johnny Knoxville. Isn't that the movie where he's in the Special Olympics?
Yes.
Well, what?
But he's not...
Well, does that make the listeners the retards? Because I don't understand. That seems like a mean
thing
to say.
I think he's just trying to be...
He's trying to be witty?
Yeah. Edgy.
It's okay.
Relevant.
Oh, my computer's turned down.
See.
He's trying to be witty. Oh, damn it.
Wouldn't have mattered anyway, then.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry about that.
Movie doctor in.
Anyway. No, a guy sent me a whole bunch of sound clips we've been asking for. That and the Bush meat one. Let's see. If you ever decide to slick back whatever hair you have left on your head, you could challenge the real contenders. Maybe you should hold a small contest to see who can dethrone... All right, I'm tired of reading this. This letter annoys me. This letter confuses and infuriates me. Let me read a couple storm emails, then we'll go to the City Desk. Rick, oh, here's the online gambling odds. Rick, online gambling sites are betting 7-1, offering 7-1 odds on Storm. That makes her fourth on the list. Better odds for Delana, Toby, Rand, and Lucas. Also, can I be your token Swiss and Canadian, as I am both? There you go. What else do we have? Storm is fantastic. Screw Dave Navarro. You know, and first, we didn't play the judge's reaction, but that crap of Dave Navarro. Hey, Storm, I want you to have character, not be a character. Which is completely lifted from Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, by the way. Let's see. And all these blah, blah, blah. Storm kicked ass. Woot, 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 this one says. What else? Storm is clearly the best singer on Rockstar. How does Delana get all the credit? Last week she growls, this week she whispers. She's got a weird vibe, but wish she could actually sing. All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior. He's at the City Desk. He's Tim Riley.
right off the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. This just in, a Homeland Security database of national monuments, chemical plants, and other structures vulnerable to terror attacks has been issued. The vulnerable critical infrastructure and key resources list includes Old McDonald's Petting Zoo near Huntsville, Alabama.
Fantastic.
A bourbon festival, a bean festival, and the Kangaroo Conservation Center of Dawsonville, Georgia.
A bean festival.
Kelly Lewis, owner of Old McDonald's Petting Zoo, says, "We've never had a disturbance, never had a bomb threat. This is getting out of hand."
Okay, there you go.
A cat lady wins. Of Volusia County, Florida.
Oh, no.
That's what happened.
Oh, goddamn you to hell. You know why this is? It's because I haven't had any coffee. It's because I haven't had coffee in like half an hour.
You've been drinking coffee all day.
Shh, I haven't. I have. I need more. You just continue. I'll be within earshot. I'm going to be getting coffee.
Well, this cat lady has won the right to care for almost 200 stray cats in her home. Christy Grant asked the Planning Commission to designate her property as an animal shelter.
Well, what does she need the room for?
4-2 in her favor, even though the neighbors say the cats are a nuisance and the whole place smells.
Not like there's going to be a man there anytime soon to share the space. What do they care?
But the rule is the cats must stay on her property at all times.
Well, yeah, that'll be... Yes, because cats always obey that and stay. No, stay. God, stay!
Yeah. Meanwhile, next-door neighbor Ray McCloskey complains, "I've got cat prints on the hood of my car. They're sleeping on my vehicles at night. They're defecating in my front yard and up and down my driveway."
We've all got problems, pal. All right. Whatever.
Well, Del Hampton has no reason to be foul. He was named champion of the National Cluck-Off Competition, an event in Fort Smith, Arkansas. He's won it for the last 8 years. "My dream when I was a kid was to do cartoon voices." He goes back to that. The 26th annual event featured little things relating to chickens, including a barbecue chicken dinner, contests, vendors, and the world's largest chicken dance. And the highlight was the cluck-off.
Okay.
Well, somebody's doing well at CBS. Katie Couric, the countdown has begun. The network is shifting the publicity machine into high gear to herald the arrival later this summer of the former Today Show star.
I thought she was already on.
No, it says 55 days.
Who's doing the news now?
I don't know. I don't watch.
No one watches. We work for CBS, and I don't even know. She's not even on it? So it's 2 months before she even takes a job?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Maybe it's a test pattern up for all we know.
Clearly, it's something that we're all following with rapt attention. By the time she viewers left. By the time she finally takes the gig. All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, by the way, it's 54 days as of today.
All right, then. Yeah, I'll set my watch.
You want any more, or is that it?
Let's do one more. I'm still finishing this cup of coffee.
Okay. It's kind of coffee chat time. Well, the school district of Arlington, Texas has expanded its dress code to include mouths and earlobes.
To include mouths?
Mouths, M-O-U-T-H-S, not moths, and earlobes. Students may no longer wear mouth jewelry known as grits, or is that grills?
Grits. You leave those grits at home. Grills?
These are shiny teeth caps.
Okay. Is this grills with a Z?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
It's
does it, say, it says Z in the article?
Mm-hmm.
That's genius. All right.
G-R-I-L-L-Z. They may not also wear the earlobe stretching practice known as gouging. The district is having to...
Gouging.
I'm pretty sure gouging is something else.
Well, what do I know about kids these days anyway?
I don't know.
Them and their 45 collections and whatnot.
Okay.
The district is having to respond to fads because they become distractors and a safety hazard around them, says the Board of Education. In nearby Irving, Grand Prairie, and DeSoto districts, they also ban grits, gals, and also, they also address gouging.
Is this ad again?
I don't understand.
Would somebody else like to read this?
Yes. Sarah, why don't you read this? Where is this taking...
Their new dress code is prohibiting grills and gouging.
Where is this at?
Texas.
Oh, in Texas.
All right. A lot of the kids.
What am I supposed to read?
Well, because
really, a grill is just like an earring. It's fashion, says Junior Devontae Wright, 16.
And is a grill?
A grill. You know what that is? It's like a mouthpiece, but tacky and kind of like diamonds.
Oh, I've seen it, but I guess I've never really thought about it. And it's not permanently attached, though.
No.
It's not like in the old days when you would have like a lot of gold teeth.
No, it's like a denture thing, and then they have like. you have like your initials in it.
How do you wear it? How does it fasten to your teeth? Is it like a retainer?
It's like a mouth guard,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's totally what it is. This is a retainer for rap kids. All right. We do have this. This is Scotty Ryan, we have this sound. This is from
I'm all up in his grill.
Thank you. That's Carol. Carol, the token Italian, said that the other day. Yeah, that what's this guy? The Paul Wall guy wears that. And it's like all diamondy and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, kids, don't wear that. Because when you go to MySpace, there's that quiz at the top. You know, when you go to MySpace, there's always those stupid banner quizzes, and it's like eat more hot dogs, win an iPod. There's that one where it just shows the mouth, and it's like, whose icy grill is this? Click here to win. And then I know it's what's his name, Paul Wall, because he was on Blender. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We're here with Jen Lane. How are you, Jen Lane?
I'm doing great, right. Rick Emerson.
All right, thank you. I'm
kind of excited for my big DJ gig tonight at Sabala's.
Why don't you talk about that while I'm pouring this cup
of
coffee?
It's the Cat House, and I'm DJing Meow.
Fantastic.
And it's a lot of fun. There's always dancing. People dance on the pool tables.
Yeah, that's Sabala, most notably.
Yeah, Sabala. Sabala's got quite the little go-go boy in him, apparently.
He jumps on the pool table and starts dancing.
He's a big guy. It didn't seem
like...
He's a big burly man. Doesn't seem like there's... I don't know that there's a pool table that could hold that guy. Okay.
You should have seen him and Doug shaking it down last week.
Okay, so there
and
you
then,
go.
Yeah, and let's see, we've had girls making out. So, very exciting stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and there's free cupcakes that... That's what gets the ladies going, I think.
So what time does it start?
10 o'clock. Well, and
so it's right at... Now, is the storm thing tonight at 8 or 9?
It's at 9 tonight, I believe.
I can never remember.
No, it's 8 tonight.
It's 8.
Sorry,
so it's Tuesday and Wednesday at 9 and 8.
Right.
That's how that rolls. Okay, so the 8 to 9.
Yeah, and they'll have it up on a big screen at 8. Mm. And there's 2-for-1 drinks.
And it really is one of those things that is much better watched in a group of people.
Yeah,
because and then you can all be stressed out together. And you don't have to sit there and worry about it. All right, let's pause for a moment while I drink this. All right, there we go. It's fantastic. Okay. So we were talking with Ed McCarthy about that. Have you gone to the sex offender thing?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I should have rephrased that. Have you looked at the map to see how many sex offenders live in your neighborhood?
Let's do it right now.
Mm-mm. Let's see right now how many sex offenders live in Jen Lane's neighborhood. We will not give your address out on the air, of course, but let's see.
Is it zip code or something?
I'll just have you tell us the address, like either off the air or you can type it in or something. Hold on. Let's see. Where the hell did I put it? I don't know where it went. it's gone now. I have to find it. It's a website that you go to and it tells you. You put in your address, and then it tells you exactly within one square mile how many and there's not just sex offenders. The best / worst part about this whole project is that it's not just sex offenders. It's guys who are sexual predators. And here's how I know about all this, because I won't give her name because we promised that she would be anonymous. But there's someone who works with this project, who works with this website, and the deal is that. It's people who are considered likely to reoffend and have matched. She sent us a list of the criteria that they score these guys according to. And there's a whole, and you must, it's like you ever gone to those, are you an alcoholic? If you answer yes to more than 5 of the following, and you always do, of course, and then that's how you know you're an alcoholic. Well, there's a whole list of traits that you must exhibit to be on this. And this means you're not just a sexual offender, you're actually a sexual predator. All right, and let's turn off the mics for a second and just have... So there you go. All right, and we
it's
type this in.
97215.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. And, 97215?
Correct.
All right, 97215. All right. Let's see. Jen Lane. Oh, there's only 2. Oh, that's unfair. not that I'm saying there should be more. But how is that? Okay, but I'm looking. Okay, now look, let me just say, I won't say where you don't live too far from me, though, and I got 12.
No, but, you know, I think my neighborhood is distinctly upscale compared to your Skid Row.
Are they just being killed? Is that the thing? Jason's just taking matters into his own hands. You're going down.
My neighborhood's all fun-loving hippies.
Well, not all fun-loving hippies, Jen Lane. I will give this guy's name. I don't wish to identify what neighborhood you live in, but let's take a look at some of the people in your neighborhood. There's that guy.
Hot.
Yes. Yes, here's identifying traits. Scars. Let's see.
Yeah, actually.
Targets.
Kind of familiar.
Well, no. You're way. No. Let me just say this.
He looks really familiar.
Let me just say this, Jen. No offense. You're way too old for him.
His last name's Hooker.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't care.
It's a public website.
I'm just saying no because people go in and then they search by. Offenders.
Oh, he doesn't really live near me though.
Well, and he targets females 13 to 16 anyway. Let's see. Methods of offending.
Hey, I got carded for cigarettes earlier today.
Held? Really?
Yep.
Was he holding a knife to your throat as he did it? How old are you? 17. All right, you can go. All right. That's
wrong.
I'm just asking. Let's see. Here's another guy in Jen Lane's neighborhood. Let's see. Targets adult females. There you go. So you're in his target
all
demo.
Right. That's weird. I didn't think there were any black men in my neighborhood.
While burglarizing a home, do you have anything worth stealing?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. Then you're fine. While burglarizing a home, physically assaulted and raped the occupant. Let's see. Allowed no contact with minors, no alcohol, no frequenting places where alcohol is served. See, that's fine. So as long as you're just out at a bar somewhere.
No future net relationship for me.
It's not going to run into you. Okay. So then a person, again, we told we would keep anonymous, but sent a list. This is the... Rick, below is the assessment used for scoring these offenders. And by the way, it was also noted to me that this website, the resources are so overtaxed that they can only track 25% of them. So for every person on here, there's three more that they haven't, but they are not listed. These are only the predators, which means they are considered likely to reoffend, and they must have at least 6 of the following traits to be on this list. Look at the following list. Pick your 6. No matter what you'll come up with, it will be yucky. So they must match at least 6 of these traits. Previous history. Multiple victims. Stranger to victim. Used weapon or threat. Victim physically disabled. Victim mentally disabled. Ugh. Victim under 14. Shows no empathy for victim. Not progressing in treatment. Commits new crimes while on supervision. Primary sexual preference is young children. Owns sexually arousing paraphernalia. And this one, I don't even know what this one means. Community instability. I don't even know what that means. Substance abuse. So every guy in the list matches at least 6 of those criteria. So think about that as you're home alone, listening to the creaking sounds that your house makes and wondering if the windows are all locked. I was telling Davey last night, man, I don't own a gun. I mean, I grew up with guns and I'm familiar with them, but I think for that reason, I'm sort of afraid of them. Guns are very powerful, and as such, I don't want to own one. But man, it's this kind of thing that, like, you start thinking about, like, maybe I ought to just have one, like, under the pillow somewhere. Now listen to this one. This is a guy, this guy's not in any of our neighborhoods, as far as I know. This guy is, he lives on Burnside. Weight, 260. And then this is a guy here. Looks like he got to be working on a sports radio station somewhere.
Oh, he looks like, he just looks sex offender.
He looks offendery. Now listen to this. Targets minor females. Methods of offending. Opportunistic. Gains access to minors through befriending adults. Now listen to this one. I'm reading now his methods of offending. This is, again, a real sex offender. This is from the Oregon Public Sex Offender Registry. Gains access to minors through befriending adults, couch surfing, and hanging out where minors congregate.
Well, couch surfing means just staying the night at other people's houses.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Couch surfing? I've never heard
of
that.
Somebody who doesn't really like rent a place, but they stay on their friends' couches until they kick them out.
Yeah, or if you're a band on tour, you might couch surf.
All right, so there you go. So if this guy, who would let this guy, like, who sees this guy at the mall and says, like, he looks like that Grossberger guy from Stir Crazy? Who sees this guy and goes, would you like to stay on our sofa tonight? I mean, Siri, and what? Look, he targets minor females. Where? What kind of mom? You know, who's your new friend, Susie? A big. Huge guy that sweats a lot. is covered in swastikas that I met at the mall. Well, have him stay. Would he like a cupcake? You know, I mean, who says that? Conditions and restrictions. No contact with minors. No frequenting the temple. Blah, 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 blah. Polygraph. And then I don't understand this one. What is plethysmograph testing?
What is it?
I don't know. I've highlighted it there. There's polygraph testing and then plethysmograph.
Oh, you know what? That's when they put sensors on the penis and they show violent and sexual images.
Oh, and they see if you become aroused?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe so.
That's like some full-on Clockwork Orange stuff. Are they, is that where they... So they put you in a chair, they put sensors on your private area,
mm-hmm.
and then they show... What do they show you, like, look, here's a kitten being set on fire, and then they see, like, if you become excited by... That's creepy. I wonder who has to compile that footage. That's a weird...
I wonder who has to put that stuff on them.
Oh, I think that's a whole lot of self-serve right there. That's a lot of... Here, plethysmograph couch surfing guy, why don't you put this on yourself? Yeah, there's not enough money in the world. Who would do that? All right. Good God almighty. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We should take a break here.
Okay.
I'm going to play this. We'll play this out, Sarah. I got this over here. Stay there. So Rick Emerson Show, 503-733-2970. Made all awkward by this whole discussion. What have I got? Oh, we got to get that guy on to tell me what I've done and what I haven't done. Scotty, during the break, Jason, can we get Jason back during this break? He will assess what I have addressed and what I have not. Thank you. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, it does this when it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose. And when it's done, there's one more thing, a simple little task. It's put the lotion in the basket. In the basket, all these stupid women are the same. Helps me not to.
Sex
offenders aren't cute and handsome.
That's Jen Lane who said that.
Too bad sex offenders have to be so darn ugly.
It's 503-733. See, that's a perfect application.
I don't appreciate that at all, Mr. Emerson.
That's a perfect application of the Ed McCarthy laugh right there. All right. That's the unit used flawlessly with the whole...
Movie doctor is in.
This guy sent me... No, there's some guy Joey. Joey heard me talking about how some of our favorite sound cuts have been lost, and he found some of them. Like, he found the...
Matter of fact, I had a good slice of beef last night.
Oh, that's so great. Now, if you could find the gynecologist unable to practice their love with the female patients, if you could find that, that'd be great. What else? No, he had the thing about Carolyn.
And we lost so many good studio ones, too.
So sad. I know, with the...
stick a cracker in its mouth.
Stick a cracker in its mouth, punch her with your words, lick it up, Scott, you got a tongue.
Oh, yeah.
All the Jolie ones are gone. They're all gone. No, but he found this
movie doctor is in.
Thank you, sir. All right. Rick, before one of the breaks today, you played a song. It was a rock version of the old Irish tune Fields of Athenry. Can you tell me the name of the band? That was the Dropkick Murphys, sir, for their album Blackout. It's a fine album. All right, what are we... Oh, this is Jason. Is that who we're going to? Let's see. Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. All right, this is Jason who came on at the very... Kind of seemed like a day and a half ago. Jason came on hours and hours and hours and hours ago when it seemed like we started this program. And because I've been trying to turn over a new leaf, where at the beginning of the program, I list some things we'll be getting to. And then at the end of the program, Sarah recaps which I have gotten to and which I have not. And then I have to give a push-up for each item I have not gotten to. That worked for like a day, and then we all forgot about it. And you would think that Sarah would remember because it's a chance to punish and shame me. And then we just all forgot, though. So, and so forth. So we brought you on today. Now, which items on the list did I get to today, sir?
All right. You definitely got to the Geek Watch.
Yeah, in your face, Sarah.
Which had the Xbox Live about the Frogger stuff.
Right.
And then you got to the Clown Watch, which was rather good.
Thank
you. It had the jaws breaking, the machetes, and trousers taken off. That was nice. And you got to Rockstar recap.
Yes.
You did that, even though it was interrupted by the...
That's not really our fault, though.
No, some news station talking about true facts. So made no one happy but Dan.
Okay.
And then the rest is bad news. You didn't get to the World Series of Pop Culture.
Oh, well, okay, but we were off the air, though. See, that's the thing, is we were off the air for like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. So if we had been on the air, I don't think any of these things should count. Because if we had been on the air, I would have been able to get to all of these things. So I believe that we should wipe today's slate clean and under the assumption that had we had 10 more minutes of show.
You know, this is...
No,
because we went off the air. I was going to be talking about the World Series pop culture right now, but everything's been pushed back 10 minutes.
No, but Rick, you shouldn't have put it on the list.
It's not my... Oh, wait. So if I'm announcing stuff and then the station goes off the air for the rest of the day, it's my fault?
I didn't go off the air for the rest of the day.
But I'm saying everything was pushed 10 minutes late. This is right where I was going to be talking about that. But, of course, everything was pushed 10 minutes late and it got bumped.
Well, you should have not called him as early as you did that.
That is a force majeure. That is an act of God in legal.
Well, I have a list for you of rants that you did get to that probably took up most of your time.
That's okay. I don't need to hear that list. What else did
sure?
I... Is that the only thing I didn't get to is the World Series of...
No, there's more.
Fine.
What else?
Son of a bitch.
Brother Married Story. You didn't get to that.
Okay.
And Scotty J's top 5 summer songs.
Oh, yeah.
That's three things.
All right, you're not coming on the show anymore.
Thanks.
Jason did a great job.
Jason, you did a great job. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Hey, whatever happened to that top 5 game show theme song?
I got to that. You just weren't listening. Yeah. All right, Jason, thank you. You get a pair of tickets to the Oregon International Air Show just for being such a great squealer. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'd really like to hear that top 5 game show themes because, you know, next Tuesday we've got Barfly's Dysfunctional Family Feud.
Really?
Marriage versus Queens at Ash Street from 6 to 9 p.m.
Why? What else do you have that you might like to promote, Jen Lane?
Well, besides the Family Feud next Tuesday at Ash Street from 6 to 9 p.m. with Bears versus Queens, there's also another Barfly bus tour on Saturday, July 29th. And it's a great outdoor bus tour. It's all outdoor bars all night long.
Fantastic.
And tickets for that are on sale at barflymag.com. And, of course, tonight, you don't need a ticket. It's free. The Cat House at Sabala's.
And
48th and Hawthorne, 10 p.m. to
2:30. They could go down maybe a little early, watch Storm.
Storm at 8, and there's 2-for-1 drinks.
So there you go. Jen Lane, spend all your free time with her.
Please do, and plenty of your money as well.
Yes, we command you. Do it now. All right, it's barflymag.com. Wait, we got like a minute here? 30
yeah,
seconds?
Like
something like that?
Oh, you know what? There's also one. I'm going to do a big sale on Barfly charter buses, which is private parties, like for bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthdays, corporate stuff. I'm going to do a big sale on that because I want to get my own bus this year. So I'm going to sell 5 of those at a bargain basement price, $600 a pop. I'm going to put it online today so that I can get my own bus.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up tomorrow, I didn't even get a chance to talk about this. So tomorrow I'm apparently interviewing Kool and the Gang.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Just
one of those
too much control.
Okay, and it's Kool that died or one of the gang?
I don't know. Maybe I can ask him. So,
this is gonna be
terrible. So who's dead, sir? Who am I talking to one of the guys?
Did he die from gangrene?
Hold on. You're just trying to make me. You're
saying,
all right. It's fine. So that's coming up tomorrow. Other things as well. There you go. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. We also want to thank from CNN, no one at all. Rick Emerson show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Scotty J, more than an intern, Tim Riley, Jen Lane. See you tonight at Sabala's. Don't let the bastards grind down like his next. See you tomorrow at noon. Bye.